Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You want to wait a little bit, or should I start?
Well, let me see what the time is. It's just now 6:30, so if you want to wait, are we doing advanced reincarnation?
No, I thought we were doing the three verses that we missed. But you're right, we're supposed to be doing advanced reincarnation.
Okay.
So let me, my mistake, let me prepare. I'm having interesting issues is all I can say.
Me too, but at least I'm finally feeling better. I've been nauseated since Monday, and so finally I'm okay again.
Well, that's good. So we'll do those three verses on Monday. I did say that yesterday. Did you get the email I sent with the about the energy verses? Well, not, you didn't have time to deal with it.
No, I didn't. We had hearing aid checks today, and I couldn't get on the computer. The new one wasn't coming on. We had electricity go off twice. And, you know, if you have your computer on, it just shuts everything down. And it was, I don't know, I spent, 10 minutes waiting for it to come up. And this is the new one. But, so I didn't check email. And I had my phone in my purse, so I had to go get my purse, but I will.
Okay. On the reincarnation, are you showing us it's section four, chapter four, section four?
Yes, I looked to see what was the last class you taught, and it was February the 2nd. And then I looked at my notes, and I have stopped here on 2/2/17, which is the same day. So we're up to double reincarnation, at least that's according to my note. And the last time you taught advanced reincarnation. So I think that's it.
Okay. Something's really strange today. I keep looking for pages that I know are there.
Okay, let me see what this.
I'm just looking for the.
On my handout, it says Advanced Reincarnation Class 13. And the WW. Link is 9.
Yeah, that's the right one.
Okay.
So please join me in saying the Anapakoa.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Anapakoa Gudula Chiminsa Tati Tse Gimel Yud Kabel Rinat Amcha Sad Benu Tacharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sin Tet Nun. The letters of the month of Adar, the Gimel that created the planet Jupiter, the planet Tzedek, the planet of righteousness, and the Kuf that created the constellation Dagim, the fishes, the astrological sign of Pisces. Together, the Gimel and the Kuf can be translated and thought of as visualized as a monkey riding on a camel. And to me, that's very humorous, which is all about the energy of the month of Adar. Na gibor dor sheyehutcha kirevavat shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin barhem tacharem rachame sitkacha tami gam lem betet resh sabitav gimel chasin kadosh berov tucha nael adata chet kuf bet tet dunayim Yachid Geya Lamcha Penei Zoprei Kirushata Yud Gimolamet Pei Zayin Kuf Shavateinu Kabel Ushma Tziakateinu Yodea Talubo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yoheh Waheh, Adonai Yoheh Waheh, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Virav chesed be'emet, notzer chesed la'alafim, nosea avon wafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. And now we're going to read from the connect to the energy of the verse of the year of the goat. There are two verses that have this energy, and we're going to read the first verse is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai hinam. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words, tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letter of these words, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, and this translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. This verse has the year Tafshin Ayin Zion concealed within it, each letter separated by seven other letters. Kim ba'adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Kadivaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. And now we're going to connect to the year of the pause, 5776, There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we will read is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34.
Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lahavshit et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelo tamlacha yad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim Yishrei levav lehitkadesh meha kohanim.
This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God.
Adonai Yohei Wahei La La Hei Wa 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 Yo La Yo Wa La Mei Hey, 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 aka, rekacha.
And the second verse that we will read connecting to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4.
Idhu ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Ade Ad Kibiyah Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur Olamim.
And now for the year 5775 and its energy of swallowing death forever, there are three verses that connect to this year, this energy. And we're going to start by reading Job chapter 7, verse 19.
Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki.
Next we'll read 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23.
Uru udu mikol ha-machavuiya, asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachon. Wehalachti itchem, wechayim yeshno varetz v'chipasti, oto b'kol alfei Yehuda.
And the third verse, connecting to the energy of swallowing death forever, is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7.
Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo.
And we now have the year 5774, the year where the energy is peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects with this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
Wesamti makom leami liYisrael. Untati v'shakan, takta v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu, v'nei avla l'anoto ka'asher barishona.
We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that connects to the energy of certainty. And that verse is from Parashah Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And we'll start with a L'shem Yehud.
L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bidhilu Urchimud hilud hilu urchimud Le'akta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei L'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael L'imud Torah mitzvah Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konanei aleinu maasei yadeinu konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekam Amatar Tanenan Dekutcha. Berichu Kol Ma Diaved le'ela witata kola iru kishot viovata tikshot vele'ilach mila bialma divae barnash ledach yaleya mineya ulan haga veya telana tehakulhu. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And now the 72 names of the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left today, which is the fifth day of Adar, Rabbi Shmuel ben Natronai, Rabbi Daniel Prosits, Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam, Rabbi Yosef Baumgarten, Rabbi David Povarsky, and Rabbi Hanoch Tzvi HaKohen Levin. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we will say in a whisper. Today's class is a class on reincarnation, advanced reincarnation, and you can find the class on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. I believe it's row 11, second row from the left. You can click on that link and it will open up. And when you scroll down to class 6F. Click on that link, and that will open up where we are beginning our class tonight. And just in case I didn't say the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we'll do that now. So the class is beginning in the subject of double reincarnation, which is chapter 4 and section 4. Of the writings of the Ari. And it's referred to as the Sharei Gilgulim, the gates of reincarnation. All three, the Nefesh, the Ruach, and the Neshama, can be achieved in a second Gilgul if the Ruach and the Neshama were not present in the first Gilgul and were not consequently blemished. Concerning this, the rabbi states in the chapter 4, section 3, that he wants to make two distinctions, explaining the first one, a case where most of the nefesh is not rectified in the first Gilgul. This section, however, a second case, concerns a nefesh, which is mostly rectified during the first Gilgul. The The first body merits to rectify the entire nefesh, but later blemishes it. There is very little tikkun left to perform. The nefesh really belongs to the first body. This is the opposite of the previous case, where only a small part of the nefesh was rectified in the first Gilgul. In that case, the nefesh really belongs to the body of the second Gilgul. But here, only a little tikkun is left to do, and the nefesh really belongs to the first body. To explain what is really being described here, a soul reincarnates for the first time. And that means it initially it comes as the level of soul called nefesh. And the nefesh does most of the reincarnation, most of the corrections, but not all. And therefore, prior to the ruach coming into the body, it makes a big sin. So the corrections that were attributable to the nefesh belong to this body. That is one discussion, and that's what we're starting to talk about. But another possibility is that the sin takes place early in the process of correction on that nefesh. And therefore, there's so little of the corrections made that nefesh will reincarnate into another body, a second body. And most of its correction, when it finally achieves the correction of the nefesh, most of that belongs to the second body. And that's what is being discussed later as we go through the various sections. But to understand these potential differences is what I'm trying to explain right now. Continuing to read. When this nefesh reincarnates with the ruach and the neshama into the second body, they do so with the spark of another nefesh in order to help them perform mitzvot. As we will see, this additional spark is the main nefesh of the second body, and it will help the first nefesh complete its tikkun while it is in the second body. I hope this is clear. This is called a Gilgul Kahul, a double Gilgul. It is called Gilgul Kahul, a double Gilgul, because there are two nefeshot. There are two nefeshes in one Gilgul at one time. Remember this well. However, at the time of resurrection, the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama will return to the first body. The second body will only merit the spark of the additional nefesh that came since it was the main vehicle for it. The original nefesh was completely rectified in the first body, and it belongs to it, the first body. Thus, the nefesh of the second body will have worked for another, as is alluded to by Rav Sheshet, who said, "Rejoice, my nefesh, rejoice, my nefesh, for you have I read, for you have I learned." This will be explained in more detail later in this chapter. In short, he has read and learned Torah for the sake of a nefesh that was not his own. Please hold a second. That's the end of the section. Chapter 4, Section 4. Hana, it's almost the half hour. You are the only one on, so I'm going to stop here because I think the soul of a convert, the next section, Section 5, takes a lot of understanding. And we will be speaking about it next week, if you don't mind. I apologize for just the one section and for the short class, but I had planned on the other doing a mini Zohar class. So please forgive me. Hana, are you still there? Are you trying, having difficulty unmuting?
I forgot I was muted, and I was just talking away to you.
No problem.
Okay. I was gone most of the day, so this is fine with me, too, because tomorrow's getting ready for Shabbat, so I need the time. So that'll help me, too. But thank you, and I'll go check my email.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
In the next class, if you're coming in.